her family, so the funeral will be graveside tomorrow at Bethel at 2 o'clock p.m. The Shiva information went out. We can send out a reminder tomorrow. Alan will be with us over Shabbos as well. Of course, today is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer has a lot of mystical and Kabbalistic significance, but I'm going to say something a little bit bold tonight, which is that there are many different minhagim on Lag BaOmer. People like to make bonfires and barbecues and go to various places. And these all have Kabbalistic sources. The day of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai passed away, and some great mystical light was apparently released into the world. And so if a person is a Mekubal, if a person is aware of the hidden secrets of the Torah, then by all means, one should engage in these practices. Since these are all beyond at least my ken, I can tell you what appears in the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us, we've spoken about it before, that this entire period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Lag BaOmer, is a time that we think about the importance of showing respect to each other. And that the great Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, however great they were in learning, the Gemara says that they died a very painful death, the worst death possible, because lo nagu kavod zebazeh, because they apparently did not treat each other with proper respect, whatever that means. Gemara number one. Gemara number two about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said something negative about the Roman government and he had to go into hiding. And he lived in a cave for 12 years. And the story is well known. He goes back outside of the cave after he's given the message by Eliyahu HaNavi that the Romans are no longer hunting for him. And he can't accept that the world is occupied with people who are just regular, kind, everyday people. Not everybody has been spending the last 12 years studying Torah all day long. And the Gemara says that he's just destroying the world, whatever it means, literally or figuratively, that he's casting this evil eye and it's consuming the world. And God says to him, L'charev olami atzasa, did you leave the cave so that you could destroy my world? Is that why I needed you to leave the cave? Go back into the cave. And of course, when you put these two Gemaras together, Gemara number one about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shelo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh, and number two, if it really is about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the most important lesson that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai ever learned was the message of tolerance, of being able to accept and respect different kinds of people. And so I propose tonight that whatever your minhag is on Lag BaOmer, whether you make a bonfire or a barbecue or not, I think a much more important minhag is to do one act of chesed on Lag BaOmer. Today that we think about Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh, today that we should be thinking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the lesson that he had to learn, L'charev Olami Yatzasa, that he didn't come out of the cave to destroy God's world. That the world is a place that's filled with many different kinds of people, many of whom are different from us, many of whom may have less education or less background than we do, but they could still be very good people. And so perhaps the best way of marking Lag BaOmer is with an increased emphasis on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, on what it means to be a mensch, simple goodness between human beings. That, I think, is the most important practice that a person could take on for Lag BaOmer. And then, of course, you can make your bonfire if you wish.